Welcome to an audio reading of Pieces of Iowa's Past. This publication, issued by the Iowa State Capitol Tour Guides of the Legislative Services Agency weekly during the legislative session, features historical facts about Iowa, the Capitol, and the early workings of state government. Portions of each article may have items not practicable for oral interpretation. To see all accompanying photographs, select journal pages, portions of bills, newspaper articles, and other graphics, please view the hard copy versions at www.legis.iowa.gov and select the Resources and Civic Educations tab.
Pieces of Iowa's Past. This week, Amelia Earhart, A Des Moines Connection, February 20th, 2019. Amelia Earhart, A Des Moines Connection. Amelia Earhart was born in 1897. She lived with her grandparents in Atchison, Kansas, while her father, Edwin, worked for the Rock Island Railroad in Kansas City, Missouri. Edwin, a lawyer, was transferred to Des Moines, Iowa in 1907. He moved his two daughters, Amelia and Muriel, to Des Moines about 1909. Edwin was an alcoholic, which caused an unstable financial situation for his family. It is also possibly the reason the family moved frequently. Amelia's family only lived in Des Moines for a few years, but they lived in at least five residences during that time. Des Moines City directories listed Edward, or EDW, as working for the Chicago, Rock Island, and Pacific Railway Company. Different sources state that Amelia moved with her mother to Illinois in 1914, but there's not an EDW, or Amy, her mother, listed in the Des Moines City Directory after 1912. According to some sources, Amelia did not attend a public school until she came to Des Moines. She began in seventh grade at the age of 12. It is difficult to say what school or schools she attended before moving to Illinois. At least two of the Des Moines houses she lived in are still standing. The family lived at the following addresses in Des Moines during the following years. In 1907, they lived at 1806 Arlington Avenue. In 1908 and 1909, they lived at 1443 8th Street. In 1910, they lived at 1530 8th Street. In 1911, they lived at 4201 University Avenue. In 1912, they lived at 3002 Cottage Grove. In an article from the Iowa Department of Transportation website about Amelia Earhart, Amelia Earhart, 1897 to 1937. America's famous aviatrix moved to Des Moines in 1908 as a young girl. At age 10, she saw her first airplane at the Iowa State Fair. She left Des Moines in 1914 and moved to Chicago. In October 1922, Earhart began participating in record-breaking attempts and set a woman's altitude record of 14,000 feet. She was the first woman to fly across the Atlantic in June of 1928 and made the first solo flight from the Atlantic to the Pacific coast in September of 1928. Shortly thereafter, she visited several Iowa towns on a series of lecture tours. In 1929, she formed the now famous Women's Pilot Organization, the 99s. In 1932, she was the first woman to successfully make a solo flight across the Atlantic. In 1935, she made a trans-Pacific flight from Hawaii to California. On June 1, 1937, she began her attempt to become the first woman to fly around the world. On July 2, 1937, her last voice transmission was heard. KHAQQ calling Itasca, which was the U.S. Coast Guard cutter. We must be on you, but cannot see you. Gas is running low. The fate of Amelia Earhart has fascinated Americans since she and her navigator, Fred Noonan, disappeared during that flight. Some believe the two drowned because their plane ran out of fuel. Others believe they were killed or captured by the Japanese. But there is no firm evidence to prove any of the theories. In the book, Historical Highlights of the Iowa State Fair, it does not mention airplane flights in 1908. However, it does place the Wright brothers at the fair in 1911. Here is a part of that article. The Wright brothers were under contract for four airplane flights per day during the 1911 State Fair. Church ladies opened a day nursery in the women's rest cottage so mothers could thoroughly enjoy the fair by leaving their children in good hands. The baby health contest began. Machinery Hall, the 5.5-acre building now known as the Varied Industries Building, was constructed. J.K. Daniels sculpted the fair's first butter cow, an ongoing tradition that would become an Iowa State Fair icon. Three aviators in the air at the same time, each with a different kind of machine, Wright and Curtis biplanes and a Newport monoplane, were promised in 1912. Work on the new $25,000 horse barn progressed rapidly. A new streetcar entrance was unveiled and bleacher seats erected in front of the racetrack, doubled seating capacity.